The Indians themselves say that the form is very old. Some of the words are archaic. Sacred songs are among the last of religious observances to lose their distinctive character. The leader of the dance, whom we may call the conjurer, master of ceremonies, begins the dance moving around the room in a stooping posture, shaking in his hand a rattle made of horn, beating the ground violently with one foot. He peers into every corner of the room, as if searching for a snake, meanwhile singing the first part of the song, recording on the phonograph. Then he goes to the middle of the room, and calling one of the auditors, seizes his hand. The two participants dance around the room together. Then another person grasps his hand from the first, another joins, until there is a continuous line of men and women, alternating members of the chain, facing in opposite directions, all grasping each other's hands. The chain then falls back and forth around the room, at last forming a closely pressed spiral, tightly coiled together, with the leader in the middle. At first, the dancers have their bodies bent over in a stooping attitude. As the dance goes on, and the excitement increases, they rise to an erect posture, especially to near the end of the dance, they coil around the leader, who is concealed from sight by the dancers. They call on the spectators to join them in loud and shouts, people with music. These cries become louder and more boisterous, and the coil rapidly unwinds, moving more and more quickly until someone of the dancers can keep up. The slip falls. Then the chain is broken, and all with boisterous shouts, dripping with perspiration, return to their seats. This dance group, men and women take part, and up to a short time ago, was the common dance and celebration.